This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March all the months of the year.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
This evening we have celebrated Requiem Service for All Souls Day, for all the souls of the departed, all those whom we knew and love and see no longer. This time of year has an ancient provenance as being a time of nearness, of closeness between the living and the dead. It is a time when we consider death coming. For in less fortunate times than we live in now, and for many now, winter bodes ill for survival. For most of human history, if the harvest that you gathered this time of year was not sufficient, you would probably die, and you would probably know it. This time of year, you might be able to survive with hunting. This is always the hope, but might not happen. And even if you survive the winter, you survive another planting and growing season. It's a point where all illusions are stripped away, where human beings have always had to face the facts. Will I make it? Well, those I know, those I care for make it. And when we consider these things, it brings us closer to those who have gone before us. Not saying that that is all there is to this time of year, but that is a part of it. When we consider our own mortality, our own limitedness in this life, then we are brought closer to those who have gone before. If we don't consider these things, if we do what is called the denial of death, we will see the dead as being very much unlike us. We will be afraid of them. They will crop up in horror movies as brain-eating zombies or other silly things. And that is merely our fear. We have no need to be afraid of the dead. At least, not the dead that we know, because so many ways they are not dead. Those whom we know, those whom we love, live on with us. And we have recognized, and we have remembered, have had an anamnesis, an end of forgetting, that is love in the form of agape, loving kindness. And we have removed the veil obscuring the connection between ourselves and someone else. And we are no longer separable. There is always that connection. In a very real way, we are a part of everyone we have loved, and they are a part of us. This is one of the many bridges over death. This one, we may lose the life of somebody, the ability to grow with them, to have our relationship grow, or to make new memories. But we never lose them. That part of us that is a part of them is always there. The indistinguishable, inseparable. And ultimately we are all a part of that which is the source of all the connections of love, of God as love. That ultimate fullness and divinity existed long before the cosmos, will exist long after it. It cannot be understood, comprehended, only felt, only known from experience. Just as the saints provide us means, figures to emulate, stories to follow, so do all the souls who have gone before us, but in different ways. They may have a very small but very important lesson to teach us. They may teach us one important thing. How to do something. How to love. How to stand up after you've been knocked down. How to go through life after you've lost everything. How to smile. How to laugh at tragedy. All of these things we don't normally think of perhaps as being gnosis. They don't fit the standard definition. But inasmuch as the standard definition is about knowledge of the divine, and inasmuch as the divine dwells in all human beings, this is gnosis. Here, as Paul writes, we see but through a glass darkly. We see glints and glimmers of that light, of that divine nature. And perhaps, for some, there are more than a few hints and glints. Perhaps, there's a deeper, shining light. But we are lights for each other. The Gospel of Thomas tells us that. So what are we to do? Are we praying for the dead? There are real presences of the dead. We sometimes feel them. Whether they are entirely within us or without us, who can say? Sometimes more than one person feel them. And this is not outside of possibility, because it is very much within human experience. There is also the part of them that is a part of us. And there is also us, our missing them, our loss. Our loss of having their life with us. Having those new memories, that continued relationship. So we do what human beings have always done. Celebrate. Celebrate the lives that have touched ours. The light they have given us. The gnosis they have shown us. Day of All Souls. It's a day not only to recognize our personal dead, but all of those who have gone before us. All of those who have given us so much. We have received so much. We have received both good and bad. We must acknowledge that. A lot of bad things done that we continue to pay the consequences for. There's also so much good. Carl Jung wrote, "We are beyond the greatest expectation of all those who have gone before us. And we are also their greatest disappointment. We have so much. We do so little sometimes." In this, our age is not any different from any other age, I don't think. Human beings are human beings. But human beings are also more. If it weren't for the contributions of so many who did so much, who became so much, we would not have what we have now. In our modern world, we might think of this as being progress. And there's some of that. There are certainly technologies and medicines and so forth. There are also those who have gone before us, who have lived out deep lives of soul, who have given us great art, who have lived out and explored the depths of the spirit, who have striven for and attained gnosis and tried to express that to us. There is so much to be grateful for. Our liturgy today reminds us on a few different occasions that we are a part of that fullness and that divinity. We call the Pleroma, the wholeness. And being that, we extend beyond this world. Our nature is in some deep way eternal. But our nature in this world is also perishable and mortal. The form we have, the form of those around us, will only last so long, and then it will pass. There is a preciousness in this. We did not recognize the fleeting nature of life. We would not value it so much. Some look at death as a way of undercutting life in a way. Reminded of philosopher Nietzsche, who wrote, "The thought of a loaded pistol under one's pillow has given many a man a sound night's sleep." The fact that one could put it to one's head and pull the trigger kind of is a liberating sensation. But it seems to be liberating in that it cuts away the value, cuts away the consequences, but it also cuts away anything that could be done. In our view of the world, the consequences aren't to be found in a judgment after life and in an eternal torment or eternal spa and recreation center with musical accompaniment. But what we are doing here is living out who we are, who we truly are. Each form can be a manifestation, can reflect, can be a glass darkly through which the light can shine. And each is precious and unique. But each can also be very dark glass indeed, one in which the light cannot be seen. We look upon the world and see only darkness. It is to our own light that we must look first. This is the advice of Jesus. Every time he says, "You look at someone else, look to yourself first. See a beam in your brother's eye, first remove the mote in your own, so that you can see clearly." This is not a prohibition against action, but a call to wise action, to clear and true action. For our days in this world are numbered, and it would be a great shame if we find out that we'd really been mistaken about something for a very long time when we got to the end of it. Or that we'd really done something because of a really pathetic psychological complex that just strikes us as being ridiculous before we get to the end. To live out our lives, we must grow up, mature, be willing to put that expression of light before our own psychological complexes, limitations, desires. And in that way, we will grow, blossom, and fulfill our lives. And in that way, we will be ready when the time comes to join all of those who have gone before us, whom we honor this day. May the blessing of that change with heaven on us. The song.
more information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's GNOSIS.org. And the Gnosis Institute at gnosisinstitute.org. You'd like to continue receiving these podcasts, please consider a voluntary subscription of either $13 or $25 a year. That's $1 to $2 a month to make it possible to continue to provide this service. Thank you.